Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now Chris, let's focus on assets that I think you can argue are alternatives to cash or also just safe haven investments. Let's start off with the bond market. Bonds holding up relatively well, yields remain very low, very depressed. That is also on the back of central banks continuing to say that they're not planning on doing anything with rate hikes anytime soon. So bonds, they continue to be looked at as kind of the safe haven, but again, they're not doing a whole lot. How are you viewing the bond market as a safety trade currently?
Well, I mean, the bond market's really given us a lot of insight late last year and what's been going on this year to kind of the fear level in the market where big money is rotating to. And, you know, we saw this huge bull flag pattern more or less in bonds late last year. And when bonds started to break out of that, that was, I think it was January this year, that was a sign that something kind of big and ugly was kind of rearing its head. There's money moving into this kind of safety haven. And that's when the stock market and bonds were actually rallying together in a big way. And we saw bonds have that massive spike in price while the stock market collapsed. And bonds this year now have, you know, they've been trading sideways in this kind of bull formation, this bull flag or pennant formation. And we really have started to break out through some resistance zones. So now we're seeing bonds picking up speed a lot like what we saw back in early February, January, February of this year. And the price pattern is kind of saying, hey, something seems to be brewing again, whether it's COVID or who knows what the next kind of black swan is going to be. But there's fear creeping into this market. And the fact that bonds have held up and are trading, you know, kind of near the highs, if you discount the big one-day spike, while the stock market's rallied like 40-45%, that goes to tell you, like, there's some serious money continuing to move into bonds because they don't believe in this, you know, 40-50% rally in some sectors. So to me, it's a sign we got to be very aware. I think we could see another huge rally in bonds. And it's kind of a place to be really during the market crash. I mean, the only thing that went up really were bonds and the U.S. dollar index value. So it's definitely a safe haven, the kind of ultimate safe haven when the stock market crashes.
Yeah, one thing that was really interesting about last week, too, is the 30-year auction and even the 10-year auction that were very strong. And we saw some good demand from international buyers. So just does continue to play into the safety aspect of at least traders' thoughts on the markets and probably this overall economic restart. Let's also talk about Bitcoin, too, because Bitcoin's an interesting market where it's gone relatively very quiet, I would say, over the last, well, ever since May. So we're closing in on 3 months now of a range-bound trade of less than $1,000 range, up to about $10,000, down to about $9,000. Not typical price action for Bitcoin. Makes you think that some sort of an aggressive move is coming. You think Bitcoin fits into that whole safe trade away from cash?
I do. Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin sold off with the February-March crash, just like pretty much everything else. But this time around could be a different story. I mean, it's held up and rallied, and it's been trading in this tightening kind of pennant formation, this little flag arrow, and it's just coiling, which means the highs are getting lower, the lows are getting higher. It's coming to a point. And the fact that it's been really dormant and quiet, people aren't really all that interested in it. But if we have another wave of COVID, that means huge financial stimulus plans are going to be rolled out again. And that is terrible for fiat currencies, but very good for other type of currencies, which are more or less precious metals and Bitcoin. So Bitcoin, when you look at this chart pattern, it is actually set up and ready for a very significant rally. It's currently at $9,300, and it has a $14,000 target to the upside. It's actually a 50% move from where we are if this pattern plays out. And it might be more immune to the market crash if we get another kind of double dip or something worse, simply because there's going to be more stimulus, more printing, and people are going to want to move out of this U.S. dollar if it's going to get printed to death. So I think metals and Bitcoin have got a pretty interesting point going forward here.
And don't metals and Bitcoin just play into the global trend of money printing too? It's not just away from the US dollar. You look at prices of gold and other currencies, it's been at all-time highs for a couple of years now. It's just in US dollars that's starting to play some catch up, but it really speaks to the bigger picture here where all central banks, all governments are printing money, and hey, finally we're starting to see some of that money land in these safe havens.
For sure. I think they're primed and ready. Bitcoin, I mean, a 50% swing in Bitcoin here could happen fairly quick. You're looking at the daily chart. It's a move that could happen over a 2-month period. So that's pretty good upside potential if this pattern resolves to the upside.
Yeah, pretty good indeed. What about precious metals then? Silver has started to perform a bit better than gold. Gold is very close to its all-time high. Silver still a long way away from its high. Silver does have that industrial component and more of the retail precious metal. So as more of the generalists and retail audience come in, that can help silver. But what are some of your upside targets for either of these, gold or silver?
Yeah, I think an upside target for gold is actually around the $2,000 mark. So it'll poke to a new high in the U.S. dollar currency. That's kind of a short-term measured move where it'll go. And then I think it's going to probably stall out and consolidate for a little while. It really depends on how price gets there. If it's some type of big spike, typically that'll take more work, it'll probably pull back. But if it grinds its way slowly and just keeps working its way there, I mean, the next kind of real resistance area after a 2000 kind of, I see 2000 as a whole number. People say, hey, if gold ever hits 2000, it's a no-brainer. I'm selling some of my position. It's just those 1000, 1500, 2000, they create this big psychological resistance zone. And it's very close to the 2011 and 12 highs. So when we break 2,000, the next level really I have on the chart on a technical standpoint is 2,100. So there's a nice $300 upside move per ounce for gold. And I think it can get there fairly easily. I think it's going to take time. I don't see some big blow-off rally to get there, but I do see it continuing to just grind its way higher. As you say, globally, everyone's printing more money. So people want to get out of their currencies and put a store of wealth in something that is rising and that has potential for just upside gain in general.
So in terms of these safe havens that have been performing well, bonds maybe lagging a little bit to gold and Bitcoin just simply moving sideways, they were susceptible to the sell-off in March when literally everything got hit. Even at the tail end of yesterday when we saw that sell-off in the markets, we did see the precious metals move down a little bit, but they weren't as aggressively down as we had seen during March. How much do investors need to be concerned about another race for cash, another complete market meltdown that draws these safe assets down as well?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of risk with the gold miners. I actually did a detailed video for subscribers last night talking about this. And if you were to take yesterday's, really this has happened several times in the last couple of weeks. Now, gold miners have been working their way higher. But whenever we see broad market selling, where there's that everyone just runs for cash, sell whatever they have, we see gold miners get hit with a really high beta. So, for example, yesterday the S&P 500 from the high down to the low was about closed around 0.8% to the downside. Well, gold miners from the high, the GDXJ, moved over 6%. It dropped 6% intraday, but because it gaps higher, you don't see so much of it. And it's done this many times. We keep seeing a lot of early morning sell-offs in the stock market, but by the end of the day, it's completely recovered. But during those sell-offs in the stock market, gold miners get hit super hard. They're having like 3 to 6% swings pretty regularly, but they do recover. They are seen as a safe haven once that kind of liquidation event that keeps hitting the market almost every day at some point ends. Money keeps flowing back into miners and metals, just like yesterday down 6% from the high. And then today, gold miners are up 3.3%, just rebounding because there isn't that broad market sell-off. So it is being seen as a safe haven, but we are seeing some big distribution selling that is still sucking them down. So my fear is if the stock market does roll over here and we've got, you know, 4, 5, 10 down days, gold miners are definitely going to have a sharp correction and come back down to have a pretty significant correction. I mean, we could see very easily a 15, 25, 35% correction in the GDXJ.
Does that break the bull market for these stocks, though, or is that just simply a great buying opportunity if it happens?
Yeah, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't break the bull market. It's actually the first real pullback in a bull market. It's going to be coming back to test the breakout zone, which is a great opportunity. So there's great opportunity with the next market correction, I think, in all kinds of assets. I think there's a way to play falling stocks. I think there's a way to play rising fear with bonds, and then just force liquidation in certain asset classes like metals. I don't really want to short metals, but I'd be more interested to buy them after another bout of selling when they get sucked down with their first pullback in this bull market. Because the first pullback or pause in a bull market should be bought, and it usually leads to huge rallies that can last months, if not years, going forward. So we are in this opportunity for gold miners where they're in a new bull market, and they might just see a wave of selling here if the stock market does pull back, but it's an opportunity.
All right. Hey, Chris, always great chatting with you, buddy. I really appreciate all the emails you send out and all your technical analysis. I will post a link to your website below. And if anybody wants any more information on the technical traders, feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. Chris, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure.